This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As we have covered on this program before, retailers prepare for this time of year way in advance. What we haven't covered before is another, albeit smaller, industry that also preps for the holiday shopping season months early. The already big and still growing world of gift guides. You've probably seen them everywhere, right? Even the U.S. Mint put out a holiday gift guide this year. Jessica Roy wrote about it for the New York Times. Jessica, welcome to the program. Good to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
So it's not just me, right? This whole gift guide thing has gone just haywire the past couple of years.
Yes, it seems like gift guides are out of control. In fact, if you Google gift guides, you're going to come up with 255 million Google results just in English.
So I don't feel so bad that I've got like 10 tabs worth of gift guides open on my iPad then. I should not feel bad about that.
No, they're everywhere.
Okay. Look, if everybody's doing a gift guide, is anybody doing a gift guide? That is to say, it's almost too many choices.
It is a lot of choices, but I think when it comes to gift guides, there are a few ways to figure out what makes a good one, and that can help you figure out who is making the best gift guides. I think what you really want to do is highlight some of the big ticket items that people are talking about that don't always go on sale. So for example, a lot of women this year are wanting the Dyson Airwrap. That doesn't normally go on sale, but occasionally it'll go on sale around the holidays. And then you're also going to want to think about what the person that you're giving the gift to would really want. What would be something that's meaningful to them? And what is a gift that you could give them that would say something not just about that person, but also about your friendship? So I think thinking about it in those two ways, one, what are the things that are going to be on sale and that you can get a good deal on? And then what are the things that are going to be really meaningful to the other person?
Sorry, I'm just taking notes here. Dyson Airwrap, just because, you know, I have a wife I have to, you know, buy stuff for.
She'll be very happy if you get her one.
Good. All right. Well, look, that takes care of this whole interview then. I'm kind of done. But look, it's work for companies and individuals and magazines. Putting these together is a business proposition.
Yes, it really is a business in and of itself. And with the sort of media landscape challenged a lot by declining ad revenue and, you know, a loss of print subscribers, there's a big chance for people to sort of seek out alternative revenue streams. And a lot of people are doing that with affiliate marketing. So you're seeing a huge growth in e-commerce articles that are showing up on legacy media brand sites and gift guides pegged to holidays like Christmas or Hanukkah or Mother's Day, for example, are big business for people who are doing online shopping and searching specifically for recommendations from people who are, you know, leaders in this space, whether that's, you know, the editors of women's magazines when it comes to fashion or that kind of thing.
And also, I should say here, not that I know this firsthand, but there are producers in this shop who tell me that Gwyneth Paltrow and Goop is a biggie.
Yes, she is probably the biggest and most fun gift guide that is published every year that rounds up some of the most spectacularly unuseful but amazing luxury products. The one for this year includes a week-long blimp ride to the North Pole.
Wow.
And then another thing she suggested was a $400 hunk of Parmesan cheese. So these are things that are really only for people in a certain tax bracket. But for those of us who can't afford them, they're fun to just think about and look at.
I was just going to say, there's a little bit of voyeurism here, right?
Totally. It's sort of like materialism make-believe.
Yeah.
It's sort of like the e-commerce equivalent of like watching a reality TV show.
Right.
You feel like you have this healthy dose of like shock and horror and at how the other half does the holidays.
Right. Totally. Okay, so brass tacks here. What's your go-to gift guide? If I wanted to like actually find some good stuff and you were telling me where to go, where would you tell me to go?
Yeah, I have two. I think Wirecutters from the New York Times is really good. And I think The Strategist also for New York Magazine has some incredible gift guides.
So those would
be my two recs.
Excellent. Excellent. This interview has been personally useful to me. Jessica Roy at the New York Times, writing about gift guides. Jessica, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.